It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll find out about new computer science teaching standards that have been adopted in Wisconsin.
First, after months of tumultuous ups and downs, it appears that the GOP's effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act has failed, maybe for good. In an early morning vote, the Senate narrowly defeated the so-called skinny repeal bill, which, among other things, would have eliminated the health care law's individual mandate to purchase insurance. Here, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reacting to the bill's defeat on the Senate floor.
This is, clearly a disappointing moment. From skyrocketing costs to plummeting choices and collapsing markets, our constituents have suffered through an awful lot under Obamacare.
Three Republicans, including Arizona Senator John McCain, joined Democrats and independents in voting down the bill. The GOP has tried for 7 years to repeal President Obama's signature health care law, but McConnell now says the Senate is moving on.
Ginger Gibson joins us now. She's a political correspondent for Reuters. Ginger, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
So, Ginger, at one point, repealing the Affordable Care Act seemed like it was the issue that united the Republican Party. So what happened last night?
Well, we saw that after 7 years of vowing to repeal the Affordable Care Act, that the process of doing it is a lot easier, harder than it is to talk about it. They just couldn't come to terms on what is a very complicated issue. We know that there's a lot of parts to health care. There's a lot of pieces. And with something so complicated, they lost three Republicans. They lost Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Susan Collins of Maine, and what was the big surprise, John McCain of Arizona, who cast what is being called the decisive vote to kill the efforts to repeal the law.
And it was high drama on the Senate floor last night. At some points, people were just reading the body language, trying to figure out which way the vote was going to go. Can you walk us through those final moments of the vote?
Everything is high drama in the United States Senate. but I think that last night they did surely put on a good show for folks. They were waiting. We had already seen Murkowski and Collins cast their no votes against what was being called the skinny repeal, sort of the last effort to get something of a repeal done through the Senate. They called the roll, and this is normal. You know, most of the senators don't vote during the roll, but John McCain was not on the floor after they called his name. He came back in. He signaled to the clerk that he was ready to vote, and then he gave his thumbs down, which is how they vote often in the Senate, with a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And that was the big moment. He had gone over to Democrats to talk to them. You saw a lot of reaction on the floor, and it has become sort of a not often as a floor vote, become a social media sensation, but the videos circulating on social media today.
It's an interesting place that Republicans found themselves in with the lead up to this vote, seeing, for example, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell trying to assure senators that no, this bill would never actually become law. So tell us what was in the skinny repeal.
You're right. It is unusual that we see sort of promises that the House won't vote on a bill after the Senate votes on it. The skinny repeal was only going to eliminate just a few pieces of the law, and it was going to be used, the leadership had promised, as a vehicle, as a means to hold a reconcile process that would have taken the House bill, the Senate bill. Both chambers would have appointed conferees, and then they would have likely, in this scenario, come up with a whole new bill that would have done a lot of things, different things potentially. We know that the skinny repeal was going to get rid of some of the provisions that would have affected individuals. It would have gotten rid of the medical device tax. It would have gotten rid of penalties for some employers who didn't provide coverage. So there was a lot of things in there that it could have done, but they were hoping never actually got done. They wanted to see a reconciliation process.
We're talking to Ginger Gibson right now, political correspondent for Reuters, and she's with us to talk about the defeat of the GOP health care bill in the wee hours of the morning in the U.S. Senate. And Ginger, let's look at the Republicans who brought down this bill along with some independents. We know about Susan Collins and Senator Murkowski. A lot of the stories this morning are being focused on Senator John McCain. He had his brain cancer diagnosis, but is too much focus being put on Senator McCain?
I think that there's a lot of focus on all of them. Murkowski and Collins had already been vocal opponents. We had known for some time that they were unlikely to vote on a number of proposals that were repealing the law. We can look at their home states of Maine and Alaska as places where there are constituents who have depended upon some of the provisions in these laws, and there is support for it. I think that the attention is going to John McCain, first off, because it wasn't expected, and second off, given his diagnosis with brain cancer earlier this month, he is in a health situation, and so I think the thought is that it maybe made it a little bit more personal for him in this vote. John McCain, should we forget, has always been willing to cross political aisles. He's been willing to criticize his own party. He has sparred with his own president more than once. And so not terribly surprising to see him buck his leadership and do something that they weren't expecting.
It is interesting. As you said, he has been a critic of the president. He has a reputation for being a maverick. But in this administration so far, he has tended to fall in line with his party on votes until last night.
Yes, that's right. And there was a little bit of speculation about him coming back earlier in the week to cast a vote to begin debate. Some thought maybe he could vote no. However, he has said repeatedly in history that he doesn't vote against motions to proceed or to start debate because he thinks that debate is a good thing. But this is something that he hasn't broken from his party before, although he has been critical. I think it's more his capacity, his historic capacity to disagree with his own party that we've seen and that we saw again in the early hours this morning.
How big a defeat is this, if we look at some of the key players involved? How big a defeat is this for President Trump, for Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and in general for the Republican Party?
This is a large defeat for them. It's difficult. Nothing in Washington is dead until it's really dead, and then it still might come back. I mean, that's sort of the old saying. But it is now much more difficult to see how they move forward. This bill was their last best chance, it looked like, and without it, they now maybe have to go all the way back to the drawing board. At least it indicated that's what they intend to do. It is a big setback, and especially if something they've talked about for so long. I think the problem was that they had said they were going to do it. There were bills, there were votes, but there was never really getting into the nitty-gritty. And when they got into the nitty-gritty, it just was too much for them to overcome.
And meanwhile, it seems like a win at maybe an unexpected time when they're out of the majority for Democrats. Here's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor after the vote.
I would say to my dear friend, the Majority Leader, we are not celebrating. We are relieved that millions and millions of people who would have been so drastically hurt by the three proposals put forward will at least retain their health care.
So what position does this put Democrats in right now, Ginger?
It is an unusual moment to declare victory for Democrats since they have such little control in the Senate. However, they're taking a page out of the Republicans' playbook. Killing things is winning things when you're in the minority. They would probably be unwise to keep doing their victory dance for much longer. There are people who see problems with the law. That was the reason that they lost so many seats in 2010. I think that both sides may find a moment to start trying to have bipartisan negotiations. They are going to have to address the market. There is a good deal of uncertainty about what this means for insurance companies in several markets. And I think we're going to see them start to really push on that, particularly on the House side, where Nancy Pelosi enjoys negotiations. She likes pestering her Republican counterparts to try to get them to negotiate with her. And I have no doubt that she's probably been dialing Paul Ryan's phone number a lot this week.
And Ginger, just a couple seconds left. What's coming up next? Tax reform?
Taxes. I think we're going to see a big shift in focus in the House to taxes.
Ginger, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Ginger Gibson, political correspondent for Reuters, and she was with us today to talk about the defeat of the GOP health care bill in the early morning in the U.S. Senate.